The ultimate inspiration is the deadline. Nolan Bushnell. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. Our goal here is to help our Xennials, that being our Generation Xers and Millennials, reboot their mindset, health, and careers, moving you closer to a life of greatness. I'm your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. Our last episode was our first interview episode of the year, where I interviewed performance coach, author, and speaker, Alan Stein Jr. Prior to that, we covered ways you're making your life harder and ways to boost your happiness. But within those two episodes, we started unpacking my Unstuck method, which is my system in helping you get out of wherever it is in life that you've been feeling stuck. Today, we're going to move on to the third part of the method, and that would be the S. Now, just to recap the first two points, the method is an acronym for UNSTUCK. The U, understand that you have a choice. You might feel stuck right now, but you have a choice to take action, to move, to do something that gets you even the tiniest bit further than where you are now. Because even that tiniest shift can change your perspective completely. Not to mention that there's the old saying, an inch of movement is better than miles of intention. Again, understand you have a choice, so choose to move on or choose to stay stuck. Secondly, the N stands for note. Note how you're feeling. Note what you've been doing, and note how you've been progressing. Do this in the form of some sort of journal. A food journal, exercise journal, sales journal, a traditional diary journal, or my personal favorite, the gratitude journal. When we pay closer to attention to the things that we're doing, or what we have going on in our life, we can get a clearer picture of where we can get better and not discount the great things we already have. So again, the N is for note. Note in a journal of some sort. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. And that brings us to today, the S of Unstuck. And that is to specify the dates at which you want things done. That's right, I'm talking about setting a deadline. But not just one deadline. Break down whatever goals or dreams you might have into smaller steps and goals, and turn those into deadlines. If you've seen some of my life lesson videos on my YouTube channel or my other social media, I talk about this tactic in my 5x5 video, which references Brendan Burchard's High Performance Habits book. In it, he talks about having 5 plot points, if you will, that are going to help you along to your larger goal. Each time you complete one of these smaller goals, you will be that much closer to your larger goal. And the importance of having deadlines is simple. It provides us with a sense of urgency. Even if you procrastinate to start out, if you have those deadlines set and on display somewhere you can see them, you're eventually going to get off your butt and start working towards those deadlines. Or even better, get yourself an accountability partner and make sure that they know the dates of the deadlines you are setting. Just make sure it's someone that will actually hold you accountable and push you. If it's someone that you're constantly getting up to no good with or doing nothing with at home, they might not be the accountability partner for you. My suggestion, ask someone you look up to or you know is on top of their game, or someone who might have a similar goal as you so the two of you can push each other. But make sure your plot points are set. Now, you might not have any idea what your overall goal is or what you want to do. That's because you're feeling stuck. That's okay too. Your overall goal could be discovering what you want to do, and there's still ways to break that down into 5 smaller goals. That might include doing some research at a library or online. Make sure that's focused time online, that you're not browsing social media or looking at useless information. You can take some classes either virtually or in person at a local community college or vocational school. You can have coffee with someone who does something that is of interest to you. That's just some examples there. And these discovery points could still be leading up to your overall goal to come up with an overall goal. You just have to understand that you have to choose to make these moves and then note how things went, which will help you be more specific later on with what you want to accomplish. You see what I did there? I used the first 3 letters of the acronym that we've gone over so far. Now, what if it seems like your overall goal has more than 5 plot points? Well, break those down into what ones do you know that are absolutely necessary for you to accomplish your goal. From there, you can take your extras and probably plug them in as smaller goals to get to the 5 main points. It is totally okay to break down your 5 big deadlines into smaller actionable steps and deadlines as well. In fact, I encourage it. By accomplishing these smaller steps, you will gain both confidence and momentum. Or even still, you might find along the way a shift that needs to be made because maybe your original goal isn't the main thing you want to accomplish anymore. Now, being a personal trainer for 7 years, I always use the example of weight loss. Someone might start out on their journey of just wanting to lose a specific amount of weight. But as they hit their different plot points, such as cutting certain foods out of their diet, quitting bad habits like smoking or drinking excessively, starting working out at the gym 4 times a week, etc., they start to see their body change and the way they feel change. Suddenly, they're no longer focused on that number on the scale, but instead, maybe they want to run an Ironman or a marathon. They want to lift a specific amount of weight, setting a personal record. They want to perform in a musical or play of some sort that they wouldn't have had the confidence to do before. Speaking of confidence, maybe they want to wear a bikini at the beach and not be so self-conscious about it. Or maybe even they want to have kids and know that they can get back to how they are feeling now physically fit after having those kids. So shifts will happen, which is why it is okay to break your plot points down in case you come along that shift. Just take the time with yourself to discover what you want so you can be specific about what it is you want and the steps it's going to take for you to get there. Deadlines are a great motivator. There's no denying it. But we sometimes put other things before us and we end up missing those deadlines from time to time when it comes to our goals and dreams. The worst thing you can do when this happens, though, is beat yourself up over it. Show yourself some grace, adjust your timeline, and get back at it. Do a little inspecting as well. If you're following the acronym, you should be noting what's going on with you, so you should be able to identify what tripped you up in the first place. Now identify a solution so it won't slip you up again. And that, my friends, is the third part of my unstuck method. We have understand the you, understand you have a choice, N, note what's going on, and S, specify dates you want things accomplished. What do you think so far? Are these steps making sense? Have they been helping you yet? Is there anything I can do to help you when it comes to these first three or anything in general? I would love to hear from you. Please don't hesitate to reach out. My email is dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. You can always go to my website, stepuptogreatness.com, and use a contact form there. Contact me through your basic social media. And when it comes to this podcast, don't forget to like, comment, or review, and subscribe where you are able on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast through. In the meantime, and until next time, keep moving forward and step up to greatness.